This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present to you my findings from the world of the uncanny. Tonight, I share with you a story which, when I first read it, sent shivers down my spine. You may know of the famous or perhaps infamous Route 66. There are stories of a certain nature from beginning to end on that highway. I myself have yet to travel it, but perhaps soon I will make the trip. For now, we have Joseph's story. It was a warm, clear night, and I was cruising. Not a car in front of me or a car behind. I didn't feel alone. I felt free. I had the top down and the wind in my hair. I passed a row of motels, all brightly lit up, and then it got dark and quiet again. I turned up the radio. Funny enough, Bobby Troup's Route 66 was playing. "Get Your Kicks," I sang right along. I was fixing to stop at the Hotel Monte Vista in Flagstaff, Arizona, but I was still quite a ways away. So up went the radio and down went my foot on the pedal. And then suddenly, it started to get cold and foggy. Really foggy. I slowed a bit. The fog kept getting denser and denser, till I could barely see. Hell, I could barely breathe, the air was so thick. It was odd. And then, out of nowhere, there he was. On the side of the road, looked like something out of the Prohibition era. Coat, hat, and the car. Bootlegger if I'd ever seen one. But it's 1956. I blinked. Maybe I was tired and my eyes were playing tricks on me. Then he stepped into the road and I swerved. It all happened in a split second. I got back into the lane, and not even a minute later, foggy as it was, I could see another motel, light shining. I pulled in. I wouldn't be making it to Flagstaff. I parked the car and my hands were shaking. I could barely put the top down and lock the damn door. I got a room and went to bed. I didn't even bother to change, I was so tired. I slept deeply until a sudden knock at my door woke me up. I jolted awake and called out, "Who's there?" But there was no answer. Wrong room, I supposed. I drifted back to sleep and then another knock. Shit. I got up and opened the door, but no one was there. I called out, "That's good enough. Knock on someone else's door." But I didn't hear one peep. Usually with kids, you hear them giggling or something. I closed the door and turned back to my bed, and there he was, sitting in the corner chair, smoking a cigarette and looking what felt like right through me. "How did you get in here?" I asked. He didn't flinch. Just inhaled on that cigarette and kept staring. The smoke seemed to make strange circles around me, and I felt dizzy. I thought, I'm hallucinating. This isn't real. But he got up, went to the closet and pulled out a case. It was covered up, but he opened it and showed me the contents. Whiskey, and plenty of it. Then, two shotguns. Now, I've read about black holes and time travel and all that stuff. But I'm thinking, was the motel clerk dressed like me? She was tough and wore a real pretty dress. He tossed me a shotgun and nodded to the door. He swung his weapon over his shoulder, picked up the case, and held the door open for me. I didn't move. He lifted an eyebrow and nodded. I didn't know what the hell to do, so I obeyed. I walked out the door. "Keys," he said in a low, gruff voice. Almost so low I didn't hear him. I went back to the nightstand and grabbed the keys. But they weren't my keys. They were old, edges worn, and real simple. I walked out of the room, and there, where my car had been, was an old Ford pickup truck, not my convertible. "Where's my car?" I asked him. He just laughed. "The fuck you talking about?" he said. "Just drive." I got in, put the gun down, and keyed the ignition. It worked. I was dreaming. 100% this was all a dream. He got in, and I pulled out. Where were we headed? "Turn right on 66. He lit up again. "Two this time and handed me one. "Just go with it." I rolled down the window and put it between my lips and just let it burn. Held my breath for most of it. The fog was just as thick as it had been earlier. Left up here, he told me. I turned and we went down a dirt road for a mile or two. Fog still a heavy blanket, covering the earth. I jammed the brakes. Right there in the middle of the road were three men, two trucks, and all of them holding guns. Keep the engine running, your hands on that gun. One of them moves, shoot. He got out and grabbed the case. They handed him a wad of cash, and he handed them the box. One of the men took out a bottle and tasted it. All I could hear was water. He ran back and jumped out as fast as lightning. I peeled out. The three guys started shooting as we made our way back down the road. They hopped in their cars and followed us. I turned back on Route 66 and floored it. They were on our tail, but when he started shooting, one truck fell off. And then, as if a miracle was happening, the fog started to lift. I had the accelerator pressed hard to the floor, and the fog got lighter and lighter. They didn't stop shooting. Before I knew it, a tire popped and we were off the side of the road and headed all too fast down into a ditch. Lights out. I woke up later. Could have been a couple hours or a couple days. I don't know. My head hurt something awful. And I had hit something. But not in a pickup truck. I was in my own convertible. Dented up as she was, the engine turned over just fine. What scared me was that I was driving and didn't know it. But then again, I did. I'd hit an old telephone pole. I was glad it was just a dream, but then I looked down at the passenger seat, and there were shell casings. I still don't know what the hell happened that night, but I still have those shell casings. One is enclosed with this letter. If you ever want to come out and investigate, let me know and I'll show you the way. For now, I just wanted to tell my story and urge travelers to be wary going down Route 66 and stay away from the fog. Joseph was most certainly followed that night, but it is apparent that the two men knew one another. How to explain the car? Well, I cannot. Could it be a twisted prank? Was Joseph drugged? We do not know. Perhaps in the coming months I will find the time and shall meet Joseph in person for a more hands-on investigation. That is all for now. As always, thank you for tuning in, listeners. And until next time, goodbye and good night.